This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, November 17th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, a small town in Will County gets a new water system because of contamination from a nearby nuclear power plant. We'll also have a forecast coming up from meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at today's news. Governor Rob Blagojevich is urging the Illinois General Assembly to raise the minimum wage during its veto session, which begins today. The state's minimum wage is already above the national level. Blagojevich wants to raise it another dollar an hour to $7.50.
And the first thing we did when we took office in 2003 was we raised the minimum wage here in Illinois. We're going to raise the minimum wage again. We're going to help working people in this state some more.
But business interests will likely try to block the move, saying it'll result in employers cutting jobs to control costs. Along with the minimum wage, senators will decide if lawmakers' pay should go up 10%. They'll have to reject the salary hike or it automatically takes effect. The legislature might also address a proposed electric rate hike set to occur in January. But power companies are lobbying hard for higher rates, which they say are needed to keep utilities operating. The session runs for 6 days this month. Construction at the current state capitol means the General Assembly can't meet there during the veto session. Members of the Illinois House will instead convene in the same room where more than a century ago Abraham Lincoln served as a state representative. Amanda Vinicky has more.
The old state capitol hasn't housed the legislature since 1876, when state government moved to its larger, present-day headquarters. Site manager Justin Blanford admits it will be a slightly crowded location for the current Illinois House to meet, but he says it's an exciting reuse of the former Representative Hall.
It just so happens that our connection to legislative history is significant. This is the room where Abraham Lincoln served his fourth and final term as a state legislator.
While the desk that Lincoln is said to have used then is typically on display for visitors touring the old Capitol, Blanford says it and other artifacts will be removed. Lawmakers also won't be allowed to eat or to drink anything besides unchilled water so that spills and condensation don't ruin the furnishings. Wireless internet and two flat-screen TVs have been installed so legislators can carry on business in the modern fashion. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Four men from Kankakee have been convicted of five armed robberies, including a bank holdup in Rantoul. Federal prosecutors say it took a jury in Urbana 13 hours to find Brad Williams, Seville Williams, Clinton Williams, and Rory Tucker guilty of 23 charges. Four other men had pleaded guilty earlier in the conspiracy to rob a bank in Piatone, a finance company, a credit union, and a drugstore in Kankakee, as well as Rantoul's Community Plus Credit Union last April. Four of the suspects were arrested there as they fled the building. The four who were convicted Friday will be sentenced in March. The Urbana City Council did some more fine-tuning to its proposed rental registration ordinance last night. Backers of the proposal to register and inspect all rental housing in the city hope to get it passed by year's end, and some landlords are already preparing for it. AM 580's Jim Meadows reports.
Esther Pat of the U of I Tenant Union says some Urbana landlords leasing to students for next year are including the city's rental registration fee as a line item expense. And Pat claims that some of them are overcharging as much as $10 for a fee that's no more than $2 per apartment in a multi-unit building.
And it may not seem like a lot, but if someone's got 100 apartments and they overcharge the tenants, you know, $10 per apartment, that's $1,000 that they're taking, which they really shouldn't, and blaming you for it.
But Sally Stocks Eisenfeld of the Central Illinois Apartment Association says the extra charge can be justified.
There's a cost to doing business. The cost to the property owner is not just the amount of money that they send in for a registration fee.
Eisenfeld says the landlord or an employee has to be present for the inspection, and the cost can add up when multiple apartments are involved. Urbana council members will look at the rental registration ordinance again in 2 weeks and could pass a final version in December. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
While University of Illinois administrators seek out ways to cut utility costs on their campuses, a group at the Urbana-Champaign campus will study power demand. The Energy Conservation Committee is part of an overall plan to help the U of I reduce what it pays for power. Officials say it's taking away from areas like salaries and program expansion and affecting tuition rates. The committee is partnering with a system-wide energy task force assigned with looking at less expensive sources of energy for the university. Academic Facilities Officer Terry Ruprecht has been assigned to the role of Energy Conservation Director. He says there's a detailed process for looking at each academic building on the Urbana campus.
How many heating, ventilating, air conditioning systems a given building has? What are the scheduled hours of operation? Are there ways that we could reduce the scheduled hours of operation? What other sorts of systems exist in the building where there's opportunities to conserve or reduce?
Provost Linda Katehi, who co-chairs the Energy Task Force, says some of the older buildings at Urbana-Champaign and heavy research on campus take the largest amount of energy. While the task force hopes to have a report for U of I President Joseph White later next spring, Ruprecht says his committee's work is an ongoing process. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. The Will County town of Godley could be one step closer to solving one of its thorniest issues, how to get safe drinking water to its 600 residents. Energy producer Exelon has offered millions of dollars to build a new system for Godley. Illinois Public Radio's Sean Ali produced this report.
We wanted to make a demonstration that we care about our neighbors at Exelon. And the way we've done that is we've committed money for the construction of a water system.
That's Exelon's legal vice president Tom O'Neill at a press conference Monday. He's played point man this year as Exelon fought off a huge public relations disaster. Its nearby Braidwood nuclear power station leaked mildly radioactive water numerous times over the past decade. But word didn't get out to the public until last winter, and O'Neill was there to break the news.
Those were different times, and I did stand up in front of the residents of Godley, and on behalf of Exelon, I made a commitment.
First, he reassured Godley that Exelon would test the water. Studies showed no dangerous levels of tritium, a kind of radioactive water. But Exelon also promised to secure a new water supply for Godley. O'Neill says it wasn't out of guilt. It was just to be a good neighbor.
We all are aware that there have been long-standing water issues in the village, not related to Braidwood Station, that has to do with shallow sandpoint wells and cross-contamination from either septic systems or agricultural runoff or street runoff or whatnot. But there's no disagreement that the water quality has been poor and continues to be poor.
Monday, Exelon pledged $11.5 million to Godley to spend on new pipes, wells, or whatever a new system might need. The offer impressed local politicians, but at Monday's press conference, they also reminded Exelon why it was necessary in the first place.
They made mistakes that they wanted to undo.
That's Will County Executive Larry Walsh. He says he and other elected officials in the area spoke to Exelon with one voice.
To rebuild your credibility as a partner is in your hands. But look at what we end up having here today. The capabilities of a clean, sustainable water system for the citizens of Godley.
Godley Mayor Michael Valeriano spent the summer trying to keep Exelon accountable for scaring his town. But he also needed to comfort residents who worried clean water might hurt their pocketbooks. The town's poorer residents resisted new fees or higher taxes.
And that has been a consideration for the whole ordeal, as long as people can afford it. That's what we've been looking for, safe, affordable, clean water. We do feel confident enough in the fact that once we get the pipes down and the infrastructure in town, we'll be able to maintain it accordingly.
But to keep the system affordable, Godley's ruled out digging and maintaining its own deep municipal well. Instead, it will have to rely on the nearby towns of Wilmington or Braidwood to divert some of their clean water supply. And as of now, neither town has publicly committed to doing that. For the time being, then, the health of Godley's water is still in the hands of its neighbors. I'm Sean Ali.
Dense fog from the morning gives way to just cloudy skies and rather miserable conditions for the next couple of days. For today, patchy fog in all areas this morning in southwest Illinois, cloudy with scattered showers. Elsewhere in Illinois and in western Indiana, cloudy with some scattered showers and sprinkles this afternoon. Still partly sunny in eastern Indiana today. Highs ranging from 42 in northeast Indiana to 54 in the far south. For tonight, in southern Illinois and southwest Indiana, cloudy with steady rain arriving. Elsewhere, cloudy with scattered showers and drizzle, the lows ranging from 34 in the far north to 46 in far southern Illinois. For tomorrow, windy in all sections. In northern Illinois, cloudy with scattered showers. Elsewhere, cloudy with widespread rain, possibly heavy in some locations. And Wednesday's highs ranging from around 40 in northwest Illinois to 54 in far southern Indiana. Look for clouds and wind with scattered showers of rain mixing with wet snowflakes in some locations in Illinois on Thursday as well. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, November 14th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.